Transcription.
Take a smart step in a smart shoe. Try an ASX creation. It's the right step in value to one price. What a sensation. Such wonderful leather, glamorous style. And when it comes to fit, why your feet will really smile. Say most of the ladies on Fifth Avenue make ASX their favorite shoe.
WNEW News Parade. Did you know that a Chinese woman guerrilla set up a secret radio station in the mountains to report on Japanese troop movements? And did you ever hear of China's pistol-packing mama? The answers to these and other exciting stories about China are presented now on the China Newsreel. Every Thursday evening at this same time, the WNEW News Parade presents the China Newsreel. Tonight, the China Newsreel turns the camera on Dr. Ray Lyman Wilbur, former Secretary of Agriculture and now Chancellor of Stanford University. Then we take you direct to Chongqing and Mike Ping, who will bring you an on-the-spot report on the week's most important military developments in China. Also, Mr. Lin Lin of the Chinese News Service, who will bring you now the dramatic and exciting factual story of the women fighters of China. Now, Mr. Lin Lin.
China has, perhaps, the most at stake in this global war. The Chinese people are fighting not only to beat the Japs, but also to rebuild the nation, a free and democratic China, for which Dr. Sun Yat-sen, father of the Chinese Republic, lived and died. Within 1 year after the war is won, a People's Congress will be called to adopt a constitution based upon Dr. Sun Yat-sen's three people's principles. The essence of these principles guarantees a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Tonight, I should like to tell you how two of my countrymen are carrying on the struggle against the Japs, our common enemy, whom you and I have a common resolve to bring to account for the crimes they have committed against our soldiers and civilians, men, women, and children. First, there is two-gun Sister Wong, China's version of your pistol-packing mama. Two-gun Sister Wong is 40 years old, short and fat. She has been in hundreds of battles against the Japs. She is a guerrilla leader in the mountains of Xinjiang province. In her most daring feat, she killed the puppet police commissioner of Shaoxing one night in his bedroom and escaped with his head. Next morning, the police found his head along with those of six other puppet officials tied to the branches of a tree outside of the city gate. Because of her appearance, it is easy for Two-Gun Sister Wong to collect information in Japanese strongholds. She merely picked up a basket of vegetables to sell and walked down the town with no other disguise. For she looked exactly like hundreds of other farm women who peddle vegetables in the markets. Two-Gun Sister Wong today still carries on her campaign against the enemy. Then there is the story of Miss Huang Chun-Tu, college graduate and niece of a high official. Miss Huang was doing publicity work for the National Army near Taihan Mountains when she found herself trapped by the Japs. She tried to sneak through the lines but fell, so she took to the mountains with a handful of men and women compatriots. The little group set up a secret radio station and began broadcasting on Japanese troop movement. The enemies soon learned about the station and sent troops to wipe out Miss Huang's band. By nightfall, Miss Huang was the only one left, although refugee in a cave at the top of a cliff. But somehow the jets managed to drop burning logs in the cave, and the girl falls from her shelter by the smoke to death. There are many, many more women like Miss Huang and Two Gun Sister Wong who have been fighting side by side with their menfolk since 1937. Today, Chinese women, young and old, as well as their menfolk, know that the future of their nation as a free and democratic country is indeed bright once the Japs are crushed.